Time to close it now. The podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
All right, let me ask you a question. Do you feel micromanaged right now as we are ramping up into the summer of 2026? This is the beginning of June as of date of recording, and that's my question to you. Do you feel micromanaged? And the reason I ask that is your boss breathing down your neck? Do they keep asking for more details, more plans, more updates? Are they questioning your decisions? Are they making you feel like you can't make a move without approval? You may be thinking this, my boss is the problem. They don't trust me. The owner, man, he's so controlling. My boss, my owner, whoever, he's a micromanager. I'm going to tell you something, and this might sting a little bit. It's not the owner. It's not your boss. It's you. And before you tune me out, hear me out, because this applies at every level. Whether you are a salesperson with no team, you're a manager with a team, you're an owner, you've got leadership above you, it doesn't matter. The root cause is the same. There's a principle that I have lived by for, my gosh, I think I heard this first when I was 19, and I'm, 46 now, so you do the math. I heard this, and it has really changed so much of my life. It's leader of one, leader of many. If you can't lead one, you can't lead any. And if you're feeling micromanaged right now, if the person you're failing to lead is really yourself. So today I'm going to break down the 360 degree extreme ownership framework, and I'm going to show you exactly why you're being micromanaged and how to fix it. So stick around. This is going to be a great episode. So my name is Sam Wakefield. This is Close It Now. It is the longest running sales training podcast in all of home services that I know of in HVAC specifically. Anyway, there may be some outside of HVAC and outside of strictly this, but so strictly 100% focused on sales training. That's what I do. And if you know of another one, let me know. Share it with me. I know there's some other great podcasts out there. A couple of my peers, friends of mine, Brian and Nate, that run Waste No Day, theirs started similar-ish time frame, maybe just slightly before mine. And maybe not. Mine might not be the longest running, but it's pretty dang close. I know J-Dub. Jason Walker, his show, we've started in the same month, which was unreal. I'm in Texas, he's in California, and we started the same month and didn't even know each other at the time. But that's from what I know, those are about the three that do sales training for the trades. So anyway, it's super fun. I'm loving podcasting lately, and I'm really getting reignited in the passion for it, because I've heard so many cool stories of the people that I've been able to help along the way. So, got a quick testimony for you. Let's start there. I started the soft launch of the Summer Sales Surge 2026. So if you're hearing this in June, it's not too late. You can still sign up. And you're going to go to HVAC. Let's see. Let me pause this to make sure that I get the right address here. Okay, I'm back. Okay, so you go to HVAC salesjumpstart.com. That's HVAC salesjumpstart.com, HVAC salesjumpstart.com. And you're going to see the registration and how to sign up for the course, it's starting in July. The official kickoff is in July. If you start in June 2026, yes, you're going to get information. You can get a couple free sessions. You can join in June, but the official kickoff is the first week of July 2026. It's going to run for 4 months every single Monday night, and it is been fire so far. We have had one session, and this testimony comes from Mr. Christian Stevens. Shout out to you, brother. So check this out. We had one session. Half of the session was housekeeping and what the course is going to look like. And then half of the session, I gave a foundational concepts, and he took those foundational concepts. And then he texted me the very next morning off of his first appointment and says, he was saying that it was great. And I was asked him, what were your biggest takeaways from last night? He says, I'd say when me and you role played, when you asked me if it was okay to share the options, and I said yes, how different it felt for me pretending to be the customer. I tried it today and it worked the same way, and I got a $16,000 sale. I was like, let's go, instant fire. I said, of course, with that group, we have a WhatsApp chat, so you get to be a part of that as well. So I asked him to drop it in there to kick off the chat with the first win, first success story. But check this out. This gets even cooler. It says, I was $4,000 higher than her previous quote, but because I asked way more questions, I gained her trust to where she even said, if they only charged me $10,000, it must be a shitty unit. That's a quote unquote. I was like, that's even cooler. We're just getting started. So that's the kind of instant results that people get every single session that we train. So I'm stoked for everybody. HVAC Sales Jumpstart. Go to that website. You get to sign up. And so, on this podcast, I don't have sponsors other than moi. I am the sponsor of my own show. I've never had a sponsor. I've never taken money for a sponsorship on the show because I don't want anyone telling me what I should say and what I shouldn't say, because this is about you. And I don't want to have that influence to feel like I have to do any of that mess. So I'm the only sponsor here. So that's why every now and then I'm going to try to I'm going to promote a course or the things that I'm doing, because I get so many messages from you asking me, hey, how do we work with you? What are you doing? And so that's one way that you can work with me is every single Monday night in my Zoom room. It's recorded. You get those recordings for life. We do about roughly 45 minutes to an hour of content. And then there's a big Q&A section where we go deep into exactly what you're experiencing. And because it's every Monday night across the busy season, yes, I know, I did that on purpose. So I'm giving you the action steps to intentionally be able to take what we cover on that Monday night. And I'm showing you how to plug it into your week. That way you can implement it right away. Because remember, success happens at the speed of implementation. And when we cover one thing a week and then you get to use it for the week, it's very different than going to, say, a several-day boot camp or something like that, where you come back with all of this knowledge and information. And it's great, but you can't implement it all right away. It's just too much. So we're doing this in a way that creates lasting change and lasting growth. So HVAC Sales Jumpstart. Go get signed up. It is fire so far, and I can't wait to see the numbers from this year. Last year, Johnny, he tripled his revenue. We had another person that doubled his close rate from 30% to 60%. We had somebody else that they increased their average ticket. I want to say it was right around 40%. I'm trying to remember back the testimonies, but I could dig them up. Find me. I'll find the testimonies. Message me. Sam@closeitnow.net. You can email me. Or just go to HVAC Sales Jumpstart and sign up. Experience it for yourself. All right. Let's see. Last thing. If you've ever gotten, this is my other ask. It doesn't cost you anything other than a few minutes. If you've ever gotten value from this podcast or you get value from this one, leave me a review. Go to Google and search Close It Now and find me. Leave me a review, or go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review there. If you're on Spotify, comment on Spotify. You can comment there. You can find me on YouTube. I'm everywhere. And so let's get into this. If leader of one, leader of many, if you can't lead one, you can't lead any. So the problem is most people think micromanagement is a leadership problem. They think, oh, my boss doesn't trust me, or, oh, the boss man, he's a control freak, or geez, man, the owner, he's really insecure and needs to have their hands on everything. Maybe that's true. Maybe they're a bad leader. But in reality, most of the time, it's if you're being micromanaged, it's because you haven't given them a reason not to. So you see, micromanagement isn't about them. It's about a breakdown in two things: extreme ownership and upstream communication. And this applies at every level. So there's two main categories. Category one is you're a technician or you're a salesperson and you have no team below you. You're the face of the company. You're that first line of defense, and you're not running a crew or running a team or anything. And you feel like your manager or the owner is breathing down your neck. They're asking you questions. They're questioning your process. They're making you feel small. The truth is, you're not taking ownership of your role, and you're not communicating with them proactively. Category two, you could be that manager. You have a team below you. You're leading your team well. You're communicating downstream clearly. Your team knows what to expect. But the thing is, leadership above you keeps scrutinizing you. They keep asking for more details, more plans, more strategy, more updates. And, you know, we think maybe it's a trust issue. The reality is, we're not taking extreme ownership of the mission, and you're not communicating upstream well enough, because we don't have when we don't have a clear understanding of what success looks like to them, to leadership, to the owner, or you haven't communicated that you do understand what the mission is. So the problem is really this. This is what's going on. We're not taking extreme ownership at all three levels. We're not leading one. You're not leading yourself. You're letting things slide. You're not doing your morning routine. You're not taking care of yourself. You're not taking care of the things that you have to take care of. So you can't lead any. If you're not leading one, you can't lead any. And because you can't lead one, everyone above you has to lead you. This is powerful today. I know this is a heavy episode, but it's crucial that we get this dialed in at the first of the season, because if you let it slide, it's only going to get worse and worse and worse. And I want to help you prevent resentment. And so many, every single year, too many people end up getting pissed off and quitting and leaving a company that for no reason other than they didn't take ownership of this. And if we take ownership, everything gets smoother and everything smooths out. And maybe that's the place you should be. Maybe that's the place you should have been. And then you regret leaving later. And I want to prevent all of that heartache for all of you. And it all starts inside yourself. So here's the framework. You know, I've read lots of leadership books over the years. Two of my favorites. One I just read recently, it's Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willick. One I read years ago, it's the 360 Degree Leader by John Maxwell. So John Maxwell calls it the 360 Degree Leader because you don't need a title to lead. You can lead in three directions: up, across, and down, up, sideways, and down. Jocko Willink, of course, in Extreme Ownership, he calls it, you own the mission, you own the outcome, you own the process. Together, so I'm blending these two concepts and two ideas together for this episode today. And together, they create this framework that really starts to change everything. So let's start with leading up to your boss, to your leadership, to the owner. Your job is to make their job easier, not the other way around. They hire you to make their job easier. When you're the owner, that's how we grow. If you're a manager, that you hire more people to make your job easier. The owner hires you to make their job easier. Now, it's give and take, yes, and their job is to work on the machine, which is the business, to make everything flow smoother, but you have to make their job easier. And so what happens here is we have to communicate proactively. Before they ask, we've already given them the information they need. take ownership of alignment. We have to ensure that we understand the mission. And if you don't understand, ask. And we communicate back to them that we understand it. We respect them, even if they don't give you the respect, give back the respect that you think you deserve. Your job isn't to judge or blame them. Your job is to ask, what can I do to better educate, clarify, influence, or convince them to give me what I need to win? That is your job. So that is leading up, leading across to your peers. Peers don't follow titles, of course. They're your peers for a reason. But what happens, though, is they follow people who have their act together, people that got their shit together, man. And here's the thing. Everyone is always watching how you handle disagreement with leadership. They're watching how you treat the owner's decisions, how you treat the manager's decisions. They're watching whether you execute with full commitment or you're just half-assing it. If you publicly undermine leadership, you will lose the respect of your peers, and you give them permission to do the same thing. So you have to be freaking emotionally mature in this. Be the leader that you wish. If you have a bad leader, be the leader you wish you had. And your peers will respect you for it, and you become the leadership sideways. So leading down to your team, you never vent down. If you have complaints, you have concerns, they only ever go up. They don't go sideways. They don't go down. This is critical. This is mission critical. It's crucial. So we never complain about leadership to your team. You never express frustration with decisions to your team, because the moment you do, you start poisoning them against the leadership. We start to, what happens is we have to execute the decisions as if they were your own, with full commitment. Your team takes their cues from you. So if you're half committed, they're half committed. If you're fully committed, they're fully committed. And so that is leading down. We praise down, we complain up. It does not go the other way around. Absolutely, you know, we celebrate our teams. Celebrate all around. Celebrate your peers, celebrate up, celebrate down. But complaints only go up. They never go sideways or down to anyone else in your organization. Now, the foundation of all of this, of back to leader of one, leader of many. If you can't lead one, you can't lead any. You must lead yourself before you can lead anyone else. You've got to take ownership of your role. You've got to take ownership of your communication. You've got to take ownership of your mindset. Because if you can't do that, no one will follow you. Not down, not across, and definitely not up. So here's how it works. We've got three layers here. So we're going to break it down into these three layers, and I'm going to show you exactly where this breakdown is happening. So layer one, this, you know, you're the salesperson, you're the technician with no team below you. When we feel micromanaged, they're asking us a lot of questions, they're following up constantly, double checking our work. What's really happening is we're not leading ourself. You're not leading yourself. You know, when you're not taking ownership of your role, you're wanting to be told what to do, not proactively communicating. You're not showing them that you understand the job before they have to ask. Now, that doesn't mean if you truly don't understand to not ask. Of course, absolutely. They want you to ask if you truly don't understand. But this is one of the big, I was just talking to my partner, Doug, the other day, and this is one of the biggest things that I come across as I've trained people for, you know, hundreds and thousands of people now for years, is so many times, if you listen to enough podcasts, you'll hear me say this, and I say this almost every single training. I empower you to be able to make decisions. I empower you to use your critical thinking skills and use your common sense and be able to make freaking decisions on your own. Execute. Just get it done. 99%, or maybe not 99%, but 90% of the questions you have come from a place of insecurity, and you're scared to make the decision because if you're wrong, then what? Just make the decision. Do it. So many of those decisions and those things that you think you have to ask, most people don't lack resources. They lack resourcefulness. Find the answer. And if you've done the research, if you've looked for an answer, if you've Googled it, if you've gone to your AI, and then there's still no answer, then ask, right? Dan Martell, I listen to him a lot. He has this thing. It's the 1-3-1. If you take a problem to your manager, to the owner, it's one problem, and have three ideas to solve it, and the one that you suggest is the right answer. If it's something different, they're going to tell you, but never take a problem to your owner or the manager if you don't have three ideas to solve this problem, and then suggest the one that you think is the right decision. If they agree with you, good, go for it. After a while, you're going to develop that skill and that ability to be able to do it. And then this type of communication is what develops trust. If you just, every single time you have a question, you call them up and they're like, did you read the manual? Did you call the territory manager? Did you do this? Did you do that? Did you even try to look this up on your own? If that's what you're hearing a lot, no wonder you're getting micromanaged, because you're not taking responsibility for your own skills and capabilities. So when that happens, what do? They have to lead you. They have to stay on top of you. They have to follow up. They have to ask you the questions you should have answered before they asked. So the fix here is extreme ownership. Show them that you've got it. Communicate proactively. Tell them the story. Hey, I had this question. Here's what I did to solve it. Here's the outcome. Tell them those stories. Don't wait for them to ask, how did that appointment go? Send a text immediately after. Hey, just left this appointment, sold option one, $12,000, install Tuesday, install Thursday. They asked about financing, walked them through the zero down, clean close. Start a chat group with people. I literally did this. If you ask the owner of the company, the last place I was in the field, every single sale popped him a text. Here's what happened. Here's what happened. Here's what happened. Here's what happened. Sometimes he would just give me a thumbs up, want to, you know, be like, cool, good job, whatever. But we did that because I wanted him to be in the loop of what was happening. When it didn't close, I would send him a message. This happened, schedule follow-up appointment on Thursday, schedule it on Friday. We had a relationship like that. Yes, of course, depending on the size of your company and the structure, that might be too much communication, or it needs to go somewhere else. But hear what I'm saying. Don't hear what I'm not saying. What I'm saying is, be a freaking professional. Take ownership for everything. Now that they don't have to ask, you've already given them the information. You've shown that you're on top of it. You've shown them that you're thinking about the mission. And suddenly what happens is the micromanagement stops, because you've given them no reason to micromanage you anymore. This is layer two. When you're the manager, you've got a team below you, you're a sales manager, you're a service manager, you're an install manager, whatever your role, this one's a little different. You're leading your team well, you're communicating downstream clearly, your systems are tight, but if they're not, get in touch with me, that's what we fix. But leadership above you keeps asking for more details, more plans, more updates. How's it going? What's happening over here? What's happening there? What's the strategy here? And you're thinking, man, they don't trust me. They're controlling. They're not letting me do my job. The reality is, you haven't taken extreme ownership of alignment with them. You don't have a clear understanding of what success looks like to them, or you haven't communicated that you understand what success looks like to them. So they're asking for details because they're trying to figure out, does this person get it? Are we on the same page? Are we tracking here? So here's a fix. Have the conversation. Don't wait for them to ask. Go to them and say, hey, I want to make sure we're aligned. Here's my understanding of what success looks like in my role. These metrics, these results, this timeline. Here's how I plan to communicate progress to you. Weekly updates, monthly meetings, whatever. Communicate with them. How do you want me to report the best? What am I missing? What would give you confidence in me running with this? Ask those questions. You're going to be amazed at the outcome of this conversation because now you're being proactive and taking ownership of your role. You're not waiting to be micromanaged. You're being proactive about alignment. You're showing them that you understand the mission. You're removing the uncertainty. Suddenly, what happens? Scrutiny decreases because you've answered the questions before they had to ask. They don't feel like they have to micromanage you anymore because you're taking ownership of your role. And that's why they hired you in the first place. Okay, here's layer three, all levels. The 360-degree framework works at every level. You're always leading someone up. You're always leading someone across. You're always leading someone down. You don't realize it, but someone in every single role is always watching you. They're always watching Wazowski, if you remember Monsters, Inc., right? And so the foundation is the same at every level. Leader of one, leader of many. If you can't lead one, you can't lead any. You lead yourself first with extreme ownership, with accountability, with integrity. You actually do the things you say you're going to do, even when no one's looking. Then you lead across by modeling the behavior you want to see, by being unified publicly, even when you disagree privately. You have to show a unified front. Then you lead down by executing with full commitment, never poisoning your team against leadership. You have to show them what it looks like to follow through. And so here's part five. I spent some serious time on these notes because I wanted to really get this message across. And I raise your hand if this is resonating with you. If this hurts, good. If you're already on this path, good, because we can all get better at this. So public versus private disagreement. This is the critical piece here. This is where most people screw it up, and I need to be very direct about this. Do I have permission to be direct about this? Hope so. A public display of frustration or disagreement with leadership completely undermines the entire leadership structure at every level. So I'm going to say that again. A public display of frustration or disagreement with leadership undermines the entire leadership structure. So here's a real example. Say we're in a sales meeting. The owner announces a new pricing policy. You think it's a bad idea. You're frustrated, so you say in front of the entire team, "Well, it's never going to work. Customers are going to hate this. I don't think we should roll this out." What did you just do? You told your team it's okay to not execute. You told them it's okay to question leadership publicly. You told them the owner doesn't know what they're doing. And now the entire structure starts to break down. Your team stops following. They start questioning decisions. They start venting to each other about the owner. And the owner has to spend energy managing the fallout instead of growing the freaking business. So the right way to disagree. So I'm going to share with you the right way to disagree. It's okay to disagree. It's okay to have those conversations. Here's the right way to do it. You disagree in private. You go to the owner and say, "Hey, I want to talk through this pricing policy. I have concerns. Here's what I'm concerned about. Here's what I think might happen. Can we discuss this?" And maybe you convince them, maybe you don't. But the important part is once the decision is made, you execute it as if it were your own idea. You don't go to your team and say, "Well, the owner wants to do this, but I think it's crazy." No, you go to your team and say, "Here's the new pricing strategy. Here's why we're doing this. Let's execute it." And your team sees you committed. They see you behind the decision and they execute. Sometimes it may or may not make sense, but I'll tell you what, when you go to the owner and you have the conversation like this, so many times they will now reveal information that you didn't know. And now it makes total sense because they didn't start yesterday. They built this company on their back from scratch. They've done a thing or two. They've been around the block. They know a bit about what's going on here. Maybe they don't. Maybe they're green and you've got the experience. But either way, they're the owner. They're the ones that make the decisions. If you don't like it bad enough, there's always other places to go. But realistically, at the end of the day, when you zoom out and you think about it, is it really that big a deal? Usually not. Usually we just get frustrated and upset and because it's changed, not because the change is good or bad, strictly the fact that, oh, they decided to change something. So have the conversation the right way and you will be amazed at the outcome instead of just exploding about it. So here's the venting rule. Complaints and frustrations should only be vented internally and up the chain, never down. If you're frustrated with a decision, talk to the owner about it, talk to your manager about it, process it with them, your voice, your opinion, but you don't vent to your team, because if you vent down or sideways, you poison the team. They start to resent leadership. They start to resist change. They start to question decisions. The entire operation suffers. And here's the thing. You are now the one that killed the company culture. Don't be the culture killer in your company. So next thing is disagree and commit. This is how we lead up with respect. You are allowed to disagree. In fact, you should. If you see something that doesn't work, you should voice it. You should present your case. You should try to influence the outcome. That is called leadership. That is taking ownership. Here's where it gets really important, though. Once the decision is made, we have to commit completely. Jocko Willink, he calls it disagree and commit. We argue hard. We present our case. We push back if we think the decision is wrong. Once the decision is made, we have to execute it. We have to execute it and execute it completely, as if it were our own idea. No half measures, don't half-ass it. No, I told you so. No passive resistance. Own it. And the piece about leading up with respect, this is the important part here. Even when you don't get the respect you think you deserve from leadership, don't blame them. Don't judge them. Don't spend energy being frustrated with them. Instead, ask, what can I do to better educate, clarify, influence, or convince them? If they're micromanaging you, don't think, oh, my boss is a control freak. Instead, ask, what information do I need to give them to feel confident? If they don't trust you, don't think, they're insecure. Instead, here's what we're going to ask is, what would give them confidence in me? This is extreme ownership applied to the relationship. You own the relationship. You own the communication. You own making their job easier. Success happens at the speed of implementation, and implementation requires alignment, which requires you taking ownership of communicating up the chain. So if you're feeling micromanaged right now, here's where you start. Lead yourself. Take extreme ownership of your role. Be the leader you wish you had. Own your process, own your outcomes, own your communication. Communicate upstream proactively. Before they ask, you've already given them the information. Take ownership of alignment. Make sure you understand the mission. Make sure they know you understand the mission. Respect them. Even if you don't think they're respecting you, your job is to make their job easier, not the other way around. We've got to disagree in private, commit in public. Execute decisions as if they were your own. Lead up, lead across, lead down. But it all starts here. Leader of one, leader of many. If you can't lead one, you can't lead any. You must lead yourself before you can lead anyone else. You've got to take ownership of your own mindset. You've got to take ownership of your communication. You've got to take ownership of the relationship. Because if you can't do that, no framework will save you. No book will fix it. No audiobook, no podcast. It's not going to fix it. No amount of blaming anyone else, blaming the owner, blaming your manager, blaming the boss, blaming the guy on the team, no amount of blame is going to fix it. The moment you do, the moment you take extreme ownership at every level, everything starts to change. They will have no reason to micromanage. Your team will have no reason to question you. Your peers will respect you. Your quality of life will improve because you're no longer fighting the system, you're leading within it. And that, my friends, is today's episode. And that is how you become someone worth buying from.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement, and at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth, proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.